Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Naubin Pradhan. Holi, the festival of colors, is being celebrated across the country today with traditional enthusiasm and joy. The festival marks the arrival of spring, symbolizes the triumph of good over evil, and fosters a spirit of unity and harmony. It transcends barriers of caste, creed, age and gender, bringing people together in a vibrant celebration of togetherness, equality and fraternity. Festivities began with Holika Dahan, observed a day before Holi, signifying the victory of righteousness. President Draupadi Murmu has conveyed her greetings to citizens on the occasion of Holi. In her message, she stated that Holi, the festival of colors, brings happiness and enthusiasm. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also extended his greetings to the nation on the occasion of this vibrant festival. In his message, he emphasized that Holi marks the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolizing new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished the people on the occasion of Holi as well. In a social media post, he expressed that this festival, filled with joy and happiness, will bring new enthusiasm and energy into everyone's lives while also strengthening the colors of unity among countrymen. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the world is already witnessing economic and political rebalancing and is now moving to its technology and cultural facets. He highlighted how India is driving a content revolution, blending tradition with technology to shape global storytelling. He was addressing a session in New Delhi last evening on World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves, which will be hosted in Mumbai in May this year. Dr. Jaishankar said, "Real globalization is not about a single narrative or one truth. It is about capturing the enormous diversity of the people in the planet."
Waves represents the coming together of cinema, of the digital world, of content revolution, of the IT industry, and of global capability centers in India. Now, on its part, India happens to be a prolific producer, a mass consumer, an enthusiastic innovator, and an active global contributor.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "This platform is for new age creators who come from all walks of life to be able to create something of very high value." Mr. Vaishnav said, "This is the basic concept of Waves." He said the world is rapidly changing and India has a very unique position.
World is rapidly changing, and we in India, we have a very unique position. We have a more than billion people who have access to mobile phone. More than 640 million people use smartphones. Our digital rates are one of the lowest in the world, actually the lowest in the world, and people have adopted digitalization the way like a fish takes to water.
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were also present at the event. The first edition of the Waves Summit is scheduled to be held from May 1st to May 4th in Mumbai. General Officer Commanding GOC of the Three Corps, Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar, yesterday flagged in the National Integration Tour organized by the Assam Rifles under Spear Corps for 17 boys and 11 girls from Manipur. The ceremony provided a unique opportunity for the students to engage with the GOC, who shared valuable insights on leadership, discipline and the importance of youth in nation building and national integration. During the tour, the team made a brief stop in Kohima, where they explored the region's rich historical and cultural heritage. The GOC praised the initiative and urged the participants to contribute actively to the process of nation building. The group is set to return to Technopal between 15th and 16th of March. Deputy Commissioner of Police DCP Dimapur Khrusa Kehoe inaugurated a police assistance booth and public toilet below the flyover bridge near Blue Hill Bus Station in Dimapur on March 12. The facilities were constructed and donated by the councillor of Ward No. 5 under Dimapur Municipal Council to cater to the needs of the public and law enforcement personnel in the busy area. DCP Kehoe assured that the police assistance booth will be operational round the clock, offering essential services to the public at all times. He also emphasized that the newly constructed public toilet is aimed at providing convenience to the public. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.